This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Nearly 60,000 people from Ethiopia's volatile Tigray region have now crossed the border to remote southeastern Sudan after more than 2 months of fighting, many with just the clothes on their backs. The emergency has created a massive protection challenge for the UN Refugee Agency in Sudan, UNHCR, which is doing everything it can to provide what they need, as spokesperson Axel Bishop tells UN News' Daniel Johnson.
I've just been on a mission to the east, where I have looked at the response in relation to the refugee influx from Ethiopia.
Right, so we're going to talk about the refugee influx, which comes after 2.5 months of fighting. What are the numbers now that you're seeing seeking shelter over the border of Sudan from Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray?
So we have about 58,000 Ethiopians which have actually entered into Sudan. At the moment, the influx is between 200 to 500 people daily coming across the border. They're coming in through two border areas, Hamdayet and Lugdi.
That number coming over, 200 to 500 a day, that's a lot less than it was. But are you suggesting that perhaps people are just too far away from the border to get to safety across the border now?
Yes, the first influx which we saw came from the villages on the western side of Tigray. At the moment, the people which we are seeing are people who have walked for some time. What we see is that maybe we have an indication that the western side has been emptied and the people who are seeking shelter now come from further away.
What are they telling you? What are their needs?
So, I mean, most of the people have actually entered Sudan without anything. So they come with their clothes, but many, many few coming with no possessions at all. What we hear is that many come without documentation, which is also something which we are trying to address. The first influx came in relation to direct fighting. The influx which we have now, the people are telling us that it's more in relation to the fact that they don't feel safe in Tigray, not so much because of the fighting, but because they are from the Tigray area.
So do you have an idea about what the level of fighting is in Tigray today? What is your access?
You know, we are working on the Sudan side, and our office in Addis Ababa is actually trying to gain access. Now, what we are doing is trying to relocate them from the border areas further inland. And we have two camps at the moment, which are some distance from the border, where border conflict should not be a problem.
Okay, but I'm just concerned that there's no access to hundreds of thousands potentially of people on the other side of the border of Sudan with Ethiopia who need essential food, water, and other services. There's a reported rise in malnutrition from the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, and they cited bureaucratic obstacles in getting access to people who need it. So what's the latest you have on potentially getting help to these people in need?
Yeah, I mean, as we are sitting here on the Sudan side, we are focusing on the influx which has come across the border from Ethiopia. And we also have offices in Ethiopia which are dealing with the people who have moved inside the Tigray area, but also inside Ethiopia more at large.
So let's talk about 2.5 months into this conflict in the northern region of Tigray in Ethiopia. You're trying to relocate tens of thousands potentially of refugees because you've got camps further inland in Sudan. Could you maybe explain what the difficulties are?
Yeah, first of all, it's always a challenge to actually find land. Land is something which is owned here by individuals, but also by government. And we have been working together with the government of Sudan. We got a piece of land which is an old campsite, which is called Umra Quba, where we have placed about 20,000 refugees at the moment. Here we have, within, I would say, a short span, been able to at least host them in tents, but also ensure water, health, and food. The second site which we have, because Umra Quba has been saturated, is Teneba. It's further away than Umra Quba, and it takes about 12 to 14, sometimes 16 hours to actually have the buses leaving the border area, arriving at the campsite, which therefore makes it arrival is in the middle of the night. Now, the campsite is located in a very remote area where we don't have any electricity. And we are concerned that actually offloading these amounts of people in the middle of the night with no light is something of a concern to us. We are trying to do this now in such a way that we have larger area, a rub hole set up where we host people until we have the sunlight out again, and then we give them the tents which have been set up for them.
Sure. And final question to you, Mr. Bishop. We are 2.5 months into this conflict. Are refugees telling you that they are hopeful of being able to return amid this fighting between Tigrayans and the Amharans in the northern region of Ethiopia?
Many of the refugees are still hopeful, but I think that what we see is that people are here for a longer term. And while we have had some people expressing hopes to return, they would like to return to the Tigray, which was there some 3 months ago, not to the new situation which they have heard about. So we think that this will take some time.